Let's talk about vajazzling, because it's a whole new... I mean, it's surely going to go into the dictionary sooner or later. And
it's got to go into the dictionary, hasn't it? 100%.
Do you feel proud that you've kind of brought this whole concept to the
nation?
You
know what? It was, I would never ever thought would have thought it would have been so big. Like, when I did The Only Way to Six, I said, I think we need to do a bit, something a bit different. How about we do a bit of vajazzling? And they was all like the creators or producers, oh, my God, what's that? I said, it's fun. Do you know what I mean? You put it on your belly, you can put it all over your body, whatever you feel. And then that episode, when it went out, and everyone was like, oh, my God, I want to vajazzle. It went mental. It was, you know, so big. And, you know, I love doing it. I love doing a vajazzle. I haven't got a vajazzle on today, but I do love doing it.
That's good. I might feel a bit funny if you told me that. You know, it might make you feel a bit weird. Then I'd be thinking about things I shouldn't be thinking about, you know?
Oh, how funny.
So I wanted to know about what you think and whether you've watched any of the others. Because obviously, Tari was the first. But, you know, the Chelsea programme, the Georgie Shaw programme, have you seen any of the others? What do you reckon of them?
Do you know what? Made in Chelsea, obviously people was like, oh, you know, it's a new thing of Towie. It was so different to Towie, you know, it was in Chelsea. We went to the Sugar Heart, they went to the boat club.
Yeah.
It was very different, you know. However, Georgie Shaw, I think it's a brilliant show. I do look at it and I think, oh my God, if my children was ever like that, I would cringe and I wouldn't let them do that. But it's a great show. I know Gaz out of Georgie Shaw and he's hilarious and, you know, they're just trying to entertain people. But some of it is a bit whoa.
So do you get time to sit down at any point and think, oh my God, you know, my life has changed so much in the past kind of 2-3 years, because no one knew who you were, just normal person, and it's literally shot you kind of stratospheric.
They asked me to do Towie about 1.5 years ago. Would you on Towie? I said, yeah, that'd be cool. Like, you know, an Essex show, perfect. You know, I've never wanted to be famous. I didn't really think about being famous. And all of a sudden it was just like, oh my God. We're on to TV. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's Amy. Like, everyone knew who I was the next day. And I was like, oh my God, loads of people watched this show. But I pinch myself every single day. I can't believe what's happened to me, you know. So a girl being from Essex, you know, and Essex had such a bad name before, and I think we've all changed it round. Everyone loves. I work at my salon on a Saturday and we get people from everywhere, you know, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Ireland. They come all over. I even had people from Australia the other day because they love the show.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
So we have definitely changed it. But look, I pinch myself every day, you know. I've just launched a fitness DVD, Fitting 30, just put out a fake tan. It's all just gone into Tesco's. You know, my clothing line is gone mental. So I'm a really lucky girl and I do pinch myself every single day.
And what about the, you know, the rough with the smooth? You get a lot of, you know, issues. I saw some of the Towie girls being essentially beaten up outside a club. You know, some of them have had their venue firebombed.
I'm lucky girl. You know, there's a few things that's happened to me. I'm not really going to go into it, you know, because that's negative. But look, the whole positive thing is, you know, that we all really get on and, you know, I've got some amazing fans. You know, I get people coming outside my house, you know, wanting pictures, taking pictures. And it's lovely. You know, I've got time for absolutely everybody. And yeah, I'm a really lucky girl.
And what is next for you? I mean, I dare to, you know, I don't dare to dream where you're going next. Books? I mean, what's next for Amy?
Definitely. I'll maybe do a fashion book next year. Okay. But my next big thing is my perfume, which comes out in September.
Awesome stuff. Tell us a little bit about that.
At the minute, it's all just going into process and, you know, me finding, you know, because I love perfume. I could go for a bottle a week. At the minute, just find out what scent I want to do it. You know, is it going to be fruity? Is it going to be more stronger? Just creating the bottle at the minute, the pictures. And there was a lot of work that goes into it. But look, I'm absolutely loving it. And I love, you know, I love perfume anyway. So that'd be absolutely brilliant.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you rocked up on the Britain's Got Talent panel or something at one point, Amy. It seems like the sky is the limit.
You never know. That would be brilliant if I did.
Oh, it's been amazing to speak to you. Thank you so much for coming on. If you want to check out Fit in 30 Days, Amy's going to get you buff. This is the next project. I tell you what, with me, you'd have your work cut out. So I hope it goes really well.
Thanks,
love. And we'll speak to you again soon, all right?
Thank you, lovely. Take care.